Welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. If you're new to craft beer or haven't yet even tried a single one, this show is for you. Our Craft Beer Primer Part 2 with Seth Cook from Wood Mike's Brewing of Brookings. Last time we talked about some good starter beers for newcomers. Cream ales, ambers, stouts, even sours can be good choices. Chances are, even if you've never liked beer, you can find a craft beer you will enjoy. Don't be intimidated. Don't be shy. Any good craft beer bartender will be more than happy to help you out with samples or flights.
So a flight is a series of small taster glasses. They're a couple ounces a piece, and we put them out on a board, and you can taste through them. I mean, it's about the same price as a full beer, but you get to experience three or four different flavors on a flight. That's a really, really good way just to kind of train your palate, or at least explore your palate, and you don't have to like them all.
Really, it's okay to not like something and be truthful about it. Not everything is for everybody. It's the best way to find the beers you do like.
I think that's what people get so nervous about when they walked into craft beer bars, is not being able to find something that they like. And any craft beer bar worth their salt will have something for everybody. There's no reason that you can't have something for everybody in the world that exists today in craft beer, all the way from Pilsners to Russian Imperials to hoppy IPAs. A good craft beer bar to give you the experience should in some way, and this is what we try to do, should in some way be able to stock to those different palates. If I had my way, there'd only be like one or two styles on it, and I drink those all the time. But that's not fair. That's not fair to all the, you know, all the customers and the people that have spent their time and energy to come visit us.
That's why Wooden Legs and a vast majority of craft beer brew pubs and tap rooms are going to have a wide variety of styles on hand. And you may find you enjoy many different styles.
That's the kind of the next iteration for people that start to enjoy craft beers, is they may find out they do like a lot of different styles, and part of the discovery, you'll start saying, what's the mixer sixer, and what's, you know, what can I get for in a growler or to go? A lot of our clients start discovering just a joy for it and try the different styles. Some of them they love, some of them they don't.
More Craft Beer Primer Part 2 and Wooden Legs events when Beer Untapped continues after this.
Like a bit of butter or an ale, half a bite or a pail, double, triple or a stout.
Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller and our Craft Beer Primer Part 2. Seth Cook at Wooden Legs Brewing of Brookings says, an important factor to be aware of when drinking craft beer is the strength.
Most of the beers that are made here are brewed with ingredients and with intent and with processes that to get the flavors and get the kind of the styles they want, the beer itself is going to exceed the ABV levels that you would be accustomed to in a normal beer that's served in a 30-pack. And that's okay. It's just the styles usually are sometimes double, sometimes more, at least 1.5. That's just a result of adding more flavors, adding more complexities. That's just another layer on top. So I guess the word of caution that I would have is that not all beers are created equal.
And Wooden Legs lets you know the alcohol level of the beers right up front.
We, as a courtesy to our customers, make sure that we put the ABV on the board, because even the beer styles that we have, from our lightest beer to our darkest beer, can nearly double the amount of ABV in it. And I just, as cautionary note, pay attention to those. The price doesn't change a lot on those beers. In some cases, the bigger beers are a little bit more expensive.
And the serving size may shrink on really strong beers. A huge Imperial Stout may just be an 8 or 10-ounce pour rather than 16 or 20 ounces. That's normal and appropriate for craft beer. You're also going to notice that craft beer costs more than those macro lagers sold in the 30-packs.
One is that the ingredients themselves per fluid ounce per gallon is usually more expensive. Putting specialty malts in, putting specialty grains, specialty hops. I mean, you're putting more into the same volume of liquid than some of the other macro beers. The other thing is just an economy is of scale. Those macro beers, they probably spill more beer off their bottling line than I make in a year.
We should also note there are more calories in most craft beer. because along with higher alcohol content comes higher calories. If that's a concern, there are exceptions for several craft beer styles, including the dry Irish stout, Berliner Weisses, and others, which are low in alcohol content. Stop by Wooden Legs. They're excited to help you begin your craft beer journey. Finally today, don't forget, Wooden Legs has regular events every week.
We're doing a Kids Eat Free on Monday night, so for parents who want to come on down, they order a regular entree, and you've got any kid 10 or under. Would be able to get a free pizza with every adult purchase, so that's kind of cool. And then, of course, we have our Trivia Tuesdays, which people know that's at 7:30, and we play trivia for beer. And then on Wednesday, we have Wall Street Wednesday, where the prices of the beer change based on what people are buying. Very cool happy hour. And then we're going to be starting to do some cask ale nights on Fridays. Those won't be every Friday, but we do put those on Facebook. And then we're going to do some darts on Monday nights, too. So all kinds of stuff going on throughout the week.
That's it for this week's show. Until next time, drink local and drink responsibly.